Morning to all of you. Happy Thanksgiving. I want to welcome back Father Luger, who was your associate here for a year. Now he's up in Williston. So good to have you here, Father Luger. This story about the lepers, I always find it interesting. Leprosy, among other things, when it attacks a person, one of the things it does, it attacks the nervous system. And so you can't feel. So when you get sand in your eye, you don't feel it, and your eye doesn't water. So the sand then causes damage, you get infection, and you go blind. Or you don't feel anything with your hands, you grab something that's hot, it burns it much worse than it would have, and then infection sets in, and they start losing limbs, and it's an awful thing. So when Jesus heals leprosy, one of the things he's doing, he's giving back the gift of pain. The gift of pain is given back to the leper. How about us? When we thank God, yes, we should thank him for the good stuff, right? The good things, the blessings in our lives. But do we see pain? Do we see our daily crosses as a gift? Do we thank him for those things? That's a whole nother level, to be able to say thank you. As Job did, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the Lord gives, it's easy for us, even though we still don't do it, but it's easier to say thank you and blessed be the name of the Lord. But when he takes it away, are we able to still say thank you? When we feel the pain, are we able to thank him for our own humanity and seeing it as a gift? Or does it make us just complain? I wonder, down the road, these 10 lepers, if they kind of got tired of feeling pain again and almost longed for the days when they wouldn't have had to feel it, when their eyes didn't have to water, when we didn't have to limp. Probably, because even in our blessings, we forget to say thank you.